Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your open source intelligence for crypto. Today is December 19, 2025. We begin our overview with key movements in digital assets and market developments shaping the crypto landscape. Bitcoin's price recently hovered around $85,200, showing slight decline as traders await key catalysts. Despite this, Bitcoin has remained resilient at critical support levels between $82,000 and $85,000. A sign of sustained institutional demand. Wallets holding between 100 and 1,000 BTC have increased, though this activity appears to be reshuffling rather than fresh accumulation. Analysts warn that a drop below $80,600 could open the path to further downside. In trading flows, Bitcoin ETFs attracted $457 million in inflows on a recent Thursday, marking the third largest single-day surge since early October. This inflow underscores a flight to quality, as investors consolidate around established assets amid broader market uncertainty. North Korea's hacking operations have set a new record, stealing $2.02 billion in cryptocurrencies in 2025 alone. This represents a 51% increase over last year's $1.3 billion and brings their cumulative theft to approximately $6.75 billion since 2017. The sophistication of these attacks appears to be increasing, with hackers causing greater damage through fewer breaches. This rise contributes to the global crypto theft total reaching $3.4 billion this year, highlighting ongoing security risks. Legal and regulatory risks persist amid high-profile actions. Terraform Labs initiated a $4 billion lawsuit against Jump Trading, alleging market manipulation contributed to Terraform's 2022 collapse and substantial investor losses. Meanwhile, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has issued new guidance clarifying the application of securities laws to crypto custody and trading, reflecting a cautious but flexible regulatory stance. Additional enforcement actions include the sentencing of Jarrett Dunn to 6 years in prison for stealing $2 million worth of Solana from Pump.Fun, and SEC charges against VBIT's CEO for misappropriating $48.5 million in fraudulent investment schemes. On the opportunity side, SOFI Technologies launched SOFI USD, a new Ethereum-based stablecoin issued by SOFI Bank with conditional regulatory approval, aiming to provide bank-grade oversight. Looking ahead, analysts anticipate a surge of more than 100 new crypto-linked ETFs entering the U.S. market in 2026, potentially expanding institutional participation. Macroeconomic factors also offer an interesting backdrop. The upcoming $8 trillion debt rollover in 2026 is interpreted by some analysts as a bullish signal for risk assets, including Bitcoin, as investors seek alternative hedges. To summarize, key levels to monitor include Bitcoin's support zone around $82,000 to $85,000 with a critical trigger near $80,600 for further downside risk. Market watchers will also follow regulatory developments closely, particularly the expanding ETF landscape and active legal cases. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.